Hi. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, television neighbor. How are you today? I have brought a book to show you today, one with acrobats on the cover, and it's called Numbers of Things. Helen Oxenberry is the lady who wrote the book. There it says, one lion. Take a good look at this lion over here. Does he look all alone to you? You see his face and see how his head is turned to one side? Doesn't he look like he's seen another lion that he likes somewhere? One lion. Two cars. See these two cars here? One, two cars. Now look at them closely. This car has people and a dog in it. This one has just people. Don't see any dog in that one. Two cars. Three children. You over here? Three children. There's one. There's another. There's another. This little girl's pulling this boy along. He doesn't run as fast as she does yet. Here, four mice. Take a look at the mice over here. There are two of them. There's another one. And the fourth one. Four mice there in the wheat. And here are five cats. All those cats are different. And yet they're all cats. Five of them. Five cats, and now six acrobats. This is like the picture that's on the front of the book. Here's one acrobat, two, three, four, five, six. See, it takes these three, plus these two, plus this one, to make six. See that, how they're holding each other up? Numbers of Things. I like that book. And I thought of that book because Marlon Barnett told me that her gymnastics students were going to be practicing in her school gym right now. I thought these acrobats looked like gymnasts. Yeah. I told Marlon that I'd like to go watch them. So I'd like to take you there, to Marlon Barnett's school, to her gym. Come along. Marlon.
Hi, Fred. I'm glad you could come.
Well, I wanted to see what was going on today.
All right, let me introduce you to the gymnasts. This is Lori, Rob,
hi, Lori.
Scott, and Judy.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Glad to meet you.
You want to start off on the mats and do something?
Sure.
Okay. They work a long time.
Oh, they practice very hard. It takes it. You have to have agility, flexibility, and timing. Cartwheel. to walk over to another cartwheel. Cartwheel, back handspring.
Beautiful.
Pike forward roll. Cartwheel again. Now the next moves they're going to do are going to be a little bit harder than the first ones. Oh. Take a little bit more practice.
And a lot of space, boy.
They constantly are concentrating on what they're doing. No hand cartwheel.
I bet you have to start out just doing somersaults and things like that, don't you? I mean, you just don't do...
No, you start with very simple movements, and you have to spot on the more difficult movements.
What's that
like
mean?
Gus was spotting Judy.
Spot.
In other words, he's watching her in case she does need help. He'll be right there.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Boy, those are things that you don't start...
Another spotter.
You practiced a long time, huh?
No, even though you think you're really good, you always need a spotter.
Spotter means somebody there who can take care of you in case you might fall.
Just about falling. Or someone to even help you get a little higher.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
I liked seeing you up on this. What's this called?
This is the balance beam.
Balance beam.
Right, it's about 16 feet long and only 4 inches wide. Lori, you want to come up here? Lori's going to show us a basic mount. Mount means a way you just don't get up on it. Okay, it's a certain way that you have to use very graceful movements to get up on this. As graceful as the movement she did on the mat.
Hmm.
Okay, Lori, you want to show us one type of mount? See how easy she got up on? She made it look very easy, but remember, this is only 4 inches wide.
Yeah.
She has to be able to walk this. If you've ever walked a railroad track or a fence, just see how exciting it is. You know, just trying to balance
something.
What about a turn? That would seem like it would be very difficult on 4 inches. She does it quite well. And a leap. Okay, now she has to use the entire board as she's moving. Okay, you want to try a cartwheel? Very beautiful. Okay, let's try a split. See how she's staying on that?
Yes. What balance.
Okay, now she's ready to get off. Okay, there's a certain way you have to get off. There are many ways. She's going to do the handstand. Controlling it, dismount.
Very nice, Lori. Thank you.
That was beautiful, Lori.
Thank you.
Fred, would you like to see the men work out on the side horse?
Sure would.
Okay, let's step over here.
Thanks, Lori. Hi.
Hi, Gus and Rob. Can we interrupt you a second, and can you show us some basic dismounts and mounts?
Sure. This is a basic mount.
Getting up and getting off again.
These are single leg cuts.
Single leg cuts? Notice the swinging.
Yeah.
Changing direction. Then off.
And these are scissors.
Scissors, the switching of the legs. Notice the hand movements, they change.
You have to take one off so you can get your legs
around. You have to know when
to
take them off, too.
Sure.
This is part of a sequence. This is what would be a simple routine.
Okay, he's using scissors, single leg, and off.
Why does he go like, why do you go like that when you finish?
Any performer, instead of just getting off, you want to finish it completely. All right?
I see.
Soon one day they might want to go to competition. They would finish everything. It would, you know, just stop.
I see. And so you just go like that, and that means it's over.
Right. He's also showing he has controlled himself on the piece of equipment.
I see.
And these are double leg circles.
Double leg circles? Watch his hands.
Beautiful.
This is one of the more difficult dismounts here. It's called a loop off.
Loop off, dismount.
Hey.
All right, you notice most of the time he was using, these are called the pommels. Most of the time, they were both using this, but you notice that last time, he used this also.
Yes.
Okay, so you can use your hands on the side horse, and you can use the pommels also.
And this is called a side horse.
Side horse. Now, let's step around here, and Judy can show us some limbering up exercises.
Good.
Things we do before and after activity.
Right. Warm-up exercises are really important. So let me teach you a real short one here.
All right.
Okay. We're going to put our arms up and bend to the left a couple times, stretching all through your side, mm-hmm. and now the other way, stretching the other side. Okay. Now stand up on your toes and reach as far as you can to the ceiling. Okay, and right down and touch the ground, back to a starting position.
Oh.
Okay, would you like to do the whole thing over again?
Sure.
Okay, let's bend. And the other end. And up and stretch as far as we can, and all the way down and touch the floor.
I know who taught you. Mrs. Barnett has been showing us exercises like that.
Like that? Mm-hmm. Let me show you another one. This one's for flexibility in your shoulders. Okay? You can cross your arms in front of you, then take them behind you, and touch them behind you. Just cross and touch.
Mm-hmm. Cross and touch.
That's it.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, another thing we do are arm circles. With our arms out, we make little ones and big ones. We can go forward or backwards.
I remember these, Marla.
Right. Have you been working on them?
Yeah, that feels good. Thank you, Judy.
Okay.
Now, Fred, would you like to see some work on the even parallel bars?
Mm-hmm.
These are even parallel bars. They're same height, and they lie right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the boys normally work out on this. Rob's going to do something first.
You mean sometimes they're not even?
Oh, no. Sometimes they're uneven, which means I take one of these bars, it doesn't matter which one, and raise it.
And make it
about
uneven.
7.5 feet.
I see.
Right. Girls work out on it, too.
That interesting. Could we see some of the things that you do on here?
Sure. First of all, a person usually gets used to the bars just by swinging on them
mm-hmm.
and moving across them while they swing, sort of like this.
It takes a lot of strength in your arms and shoulder muscles.
Certainly
does.
That's
a dismount.
You can do things above and below the bars. And this is also a move you can learn at the beginning. And then you can do a swing to a handstand.
Swing to a handstand. It's graceful.
And beautiful.
It's a dismount.
Next, there's things called single leg cuts, which you bring your leg across the bar and cut it back in again. And after you've done those, you can do it with both legs. And then you can do what's called a press to a handstand. So if you can move back a little.
Press to a handstand.
Press one leg. Then the other. Then both. Then the press.
It takes a lot of control.
Isn't that beautiful?
On here you can also do swing moves with the straddle cut that Rob did. And I'll show you that. Swing moves and turning moves for the straddle cut.
Okay.
You all are great.
And then there's swing moves where you move your direction from facing this way to facing this way, which is called a pirouette. And it goes like this.
Oh, that's
that
good.
Has to be timed just right, too.
Yeah.
You know, this is a harder sequence of moves that you'll learn a little later.
Dismount completely off.
Just beautiful.
Very nice.
Imagine all of the work that goes into this.
They work daily. In order to get really good, you do. You have to start young and keep working at it.
Yeah, but now, I suppose you start with a somersault. I mean, you don't start with all of this fancy
business. Definitely
not.
You start on the mats, just working, and then after you finish your mat work, Then you're ready to start on the parallel bars, balance beam, the side horse.
Yeah.
Okay, now they'll do all of these exercises over and over again many times until they get it to perfection.
I'm sure they will. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
It's great to meet you. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Gus.
You're welcome.
And as always, thank you, Marlon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
I'm so glad you
stopped by. Oh, we wanted to. Bye-bye. Bye.
Back to work.
You know, those people practice 4 hours a day, at least. Yeah. I was thinking, you could do gymnastics with your fingers. Sure, just make up some exercises to do with your fingers. Or turn them in like this. Like that. Mm-hmm. Or, you could do some with your tongue. Try. You could even try to touch your nose with your tongue. But I can't do that. You know, some big words people say seem like gymnastic stunts for the tongue. Have you noticed that I like to pretend that King Friday likes to do such things? Let's have some make-believe. For instance, the name for King Friday's bird. Do you remember it? Troglodytes iiden. Let's make-believe about that. The trolley. Let's make-believe right now that Troglodytes and King Friday are in the castle garden when the trolley comes by. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe, Charlie. Greetings, Charlie. Do you realize what a special day Friday is going to be? You don't know? Well, I don't think it would be proper to tell you. No, no, just run along. You are dismissed, Trolley. Dismissed. Trolley didn't know troglodytes. I think I'll just sing to you, you fine bird. Troglodytes, I eaten. My wren is my pet. It's my very royal pet. Greet it, Troglodytes Aiden. Greet my pet, Troglodytes Aiden. Could it be, Trog, that you and I are the only ones to know that Friday is going to be my birthday?
Oh, Uncle Friday.
Oh, Niece Eberlyn, I presume.
Correct as always, Uncle Friday.
Just having a little time with my pet wren.
Troglodytes is a fine pet.
Yes, I often tell him my secrets. He never tells.
Well, I trust he knows about Friday.
Oh, you remembered, did you?
Oh, it's going to be a very special day.
I like to think so.
And we're going to be doing something about it.
Oh, good. Come along, Trog. Let's let Lady Eberlyn go on with her doings. Farewell, niece.
Oh, farewell, Uncle Friday.
We're going to be doing something about it.
Uncle Friday's birthday. This coming Friday. I've got to tell everybody I can think of. Corny? Cornflake especially?
Oh, yes, Lady Eberlyn. How good to see you here at my factory. What can I do for you?
Well, it's a matter of what you can do for Uncle Friday.
Oh, is there something wrong with him?
Oh, no. He's having a birthday. This Friday.
Oh, good. This coming Friday.
Yes.
Well, I'll certainly make something for him. Oh. Probably something out of wood.
Thanks, Corny. That'll be just great.
You better tell everybody else, Lady Aberlin. There are lots of treasures in this neighborhood.
That's for sure. Thanks, Corny. See you later.
Right you are. Bye.
Henrietta Pussycat and X the Owl are on a picnic. We'll be back later. We hope you're having a nice day, too. Well, I'll just go see Lady Elaine. She should have some good birthday ideas.
I'm so sorry that everyone in the world can't have her portrait done by Tony Bennett.
Oh, these are just beautiful, Lady Elaine.
I had them reproduced by the hundreds.
Well, perhaps you would give just one of them to Uncle Friday.
Why should I?
His birthday's this coming Friday.
So what?
Oh, well, I thought we could all do something special for him.
I may be too busy.
Well, of course, it's up to you.
Can you imagine Tony Bennett doing my picture?
Oh, and the way he sang.
Mm-hmm. There are some very important things in the world.
Bicycles and birds, animals and balloons, penguins, fish, ladybugs, and stars.
Yeah, speaking of stars, I have the finest ones on my TV station.
I know, Lady Elaine, I know. And if you get a chance, give a little thought to Friday, will you?
A very little. See you, Toots.
Toot toot.
Toot toot. Hi, Lady Aberlin.
Hi, Daniel. Guess what?
Nobody's ever going to die again.
No. It's something about a birthday.
Oh, is it Panda and my birthday already?
No, but it's going to be my Uncle Friday's birthday this Friday.
King Friday's birthday on Friday?
That's right.
Oh, what can I make for him?
Oh, you'll think of something fine.
Because I want to.
That's right.
Thanks for telling me, lady.
You're welcome, Daniel. I like to talk to you.
Ugga mugga.
Ugga mugga, Daniel Tiger. I hope they're having a good time. I'll tell them about it tomorrow. Yes, Friday's going to be a very special day. He didn't tell you? It's going to be his birthday.
So Friday's going to be the king's birthday. It's somehow hard to think of the king as a little baby one time, isn't it? But everyone has a birthday, a day when he or she was born. It's hard to think that your favorite grown-ups were once little babies and needed people to feed them and change their diapers and all the other things that all babies need. Well, they were babies because they were born. You see, in the beginning,
I was born a baby, and then I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew. And now I can do what a baby couldn't do. My story is my history. Everybody has a history. Everybody has a name. Everybody has a story. No one's story's exactly the same as anyone else's. You see, in the beginning, you were born a baby, and then you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew. And now you can do what a baby couldn't do. Your story is your history. Your story is your history. It is. You could even write a book and call it Your History. That would be your story. Somebody on the phone. Hello? Hi, Bob. Basket maker. Sure, I'd like that. About this time tomorrow? Good. All right, I'll bring my television friend. See you then. Bye-bye. That was Bob Trow. He said that he expected a friend of his to come by his shop tomorrow. He knows how to make really fine baskets. Well, we have that to look forward to tomorrow. And we have the king's birthday to look forward to on Friday. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. I like children exactly like you. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.
This is PBS.